This is Akashvani. The news read by Anuja Kumar. The nation is celebrating the 77th Republic Day today. President Draupadi Murmu led the nation in celebrating the Republic Day from Kartavya Path in New Delhi. The ceremony commenced with the visit of Prime Minister Narendra Modi to the National War Memorial, where he led the nation in paying tributes to the fallen heroes by laying a wreath. President Draupadi Murmu arrived at Kartavya Path in a ceremonial buggy with the chief guests of the parade, the President of the European Council, Antonio Costa, and the President of the European Commission, Ursula von der Leyen. The national flag was unfurled, followed by the national anthem, with a 21-gun salute using 105mm light field guns. The Republic Day parade at Kartavya Path today highlighted a unique blend of India's cultural diversity and military prowess. The theme this year is Swatantrata Ka Mantra Vande Mataram and Samriddhi Ka Mantra Atmanirbhar Bharat. 30 tableaus from various states, union territories and central government ministries and departments were displayed during the parade. These tableaus showcase the cultural diversity of the country by exhibiting a unique mix of 150 years of national song Vande Mataram and the nation's rapid progress on the back of growing self-reliance across sectors. A tri-services tableau showing replicas of major weapon systems used by the Indian military during Operation Sindoor was one of the key attractions at the parade. Reports of Republic Day celebrations have also come in from states and abroad. In Punjab, the state-level program was organized at Shaheed Bhagat Singh Multipurpose Sports Stadium in Fazilka, where the Governor Gulab Chand Kataria unfurled the flag and took the salute from the parade. Andhra Pradesh marked a historic moment on Republic Day as the state-level celebrations were held for the first time in Amravati, the capital city. Governor Justice S. Abdul Nazir unfurled the national flag at the main ceremony, organized at a specially arranged ground near the High Court. U.S. President Donald Trump, in his congratulatory message, called New Delhi and Washington the world's oldest and largest democracies and praised India's growing global engagement. Several U.S. governors encouraging residents to recognize the achievements of the Indian and Indian-American communities and the enduring bonds of friendship. Chinese President Xi Jinping sent a congratulatory message to President Draupadi Murmu, noting that over the past year, China-India relations have continued to improve and develop in a manner that aligns with the fundamental interests of both countries and their people. The tableau of the Information and Broadcasting Ministry of the Republic Day Parade showcased countries' storytelling legacy and waves vision. The tableau titled Bharat Gatha, Shruti, Kriti and Drishti traced the storytelling legacy from ancient oral traditions to contemporary media and cinema, reflecting the nation's cultural evolution and emergence as a global content powerhouse. The tableau also highlighted Waves as a global platform, advancing India's media and entertainment leadership, innovation and cultural diplomacy. Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan, Prime Minister Narendra Modi, Defence Minister Rajnath Singh, Home Minister Amit Shah and other union ministers have extended greetings to the citizens in India and abroad on the occasion of the Republic Day. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today said that India celebrated Republic Day with great enthusiasm and pride. In a social media post, the Prime Minister said, "The magnificent parade at Kartavya Path showcased the strength of country's democracy, the richness of heritage and the unity that binds nation together." He said the parade showcased India's formidable security apparatus, reflecting the nation's preparedness, technological capability and unwavering commitment to safeguarding its citizens. Nepali Congress becomes the largest party in the upper house of Nepal. The Nepali Congress and the CPN-UML emerged victorious in the National Assembly elections held yesterday. The Election Commission of Nepal declared final results for January 25th elections, in which the Nepali Congress secured 9 seats, CPN-UML won 8 and the Lok Tantrik Samajwadi Party Nepal won. And that is the end of this news bulletin.